We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So season 28, 9. What's how many seasons?
4,000. 4,000.
Somewhere other. I think it's like season 23, like 22 or 23, somewhere around there. Of The Bachelor kicks off tonight, and Nudia and I are both completely obsessed. I'm Kayla from the Chep Buchanan Show, and you are
Nudia.
Yes. So Nudia is our associate producer slash producer slash I don't know. We've been sitting in forever, and we both agreed. Like, we both love The Bachelor, right? Like, do you like The Bachelor more or The Bachelorette?
I think I like The Bachelor more.
Yeah.
Because the women. There's
a
lot more.
Oh, God. The women are
insane. And they're
a little
bit more juicy than the men, you know?
Well, they're so thirsty. Like, they're so, and I hate using the T word, but thirst is like the number one thing that I can describe. Like, half the girls, and the other girls, like, seem like pretty normal until they start narrowing them down, and you get like through a couple of days or a couple of weeks, sorry. And then they start getting catty with one another. Like, oh, you threw me under the bus. Yeah. Shocking. You're on a competition show for love, bro.
But like, I feel like you need to kind of be thirsty in this situation. Like, think about it. If we were on The Bachelor, like, I know this is a show I would be horrible at because
you're not thirsty.
I would like sit in the corner and be, I don't like being aggressive, you know?
But you know, there's always that one drunk person on the show. I think you and I would be really good at that. Like, the one that never seems super interested in the actual Bachelor. They just seem drunk the whole time.
They're there for the experience. Like, yeah. Can I go to Spain? Can I go to like Alaska? But exactly. Do I have to date this guy and kiss him and stuff? But it's like, because if you think about it, you see that they have to like try to get this guy's attention and try to talk to him and like, you know, mix it in and like cut other girls off. And like, I don't think I'd be good at like going over and being like, hey, can I talk to you? I'd be like, well, you know, I'm that type of person. I'm like, oh, the moment will just be right. And yeah. And then all of a sudden I won't have a moment and I would just never talk to him.
No,
you know?
I wouldn't, honestly. And it's not, and I'm right there with you, it's not an embarrassing thing. Like, I would just go on it for the sheer fact that, like, I would love the dates and like the idea that you get to go. So you do one tropic date, like one tropic getaway. You'd usually do some sort of skiing thing or something in the snow.
There's
and then you
Europe.
Do something in
there's
Europe.
A, yeah, there's
exactly.
Some Europe.
I'm like,
factor.
I can just make it to Europe. Fingers crossed, man.
You're like, just be cute enough so and enough personality.
Exactly.
To like get there.
So we're going to run down the list of the girls that have qualified to win Colton Underwood's heart. You have a girl from Vancouver, Alex B. She is a dog rescuer. I don't know what that means exactly.
You know what? Like, are you thinking of someone with a net? Like,
yeah.
A big net?
That's like, what I'm like, is khakis? It like, is it like, a, it, are, do you just like, do you adopt dogs? Is that what you mean by dog rescuer? Or are you like a vet? Like, what is that?
Are you a foster mom? But if you remember, on Bachelor in Paradise, Colton and Tia, their first date, they took rescue dogs up to the Hollywood Hills and they hiked with rescue dogs.
That's right.
So, and she looks like, if you put her next to Colton, she looks like a Colton wife. Like, they look like they would make a good couple.
Okay, let's rewind a little bit on that, because I'm right there with you. If we're teeing up Colton's ideal girl and everyone's like, well, he just went out with Becca because she was the next Bachelorette, I don't necessarily know if that's true. She really was Colton's type. Colton dated Allie Raceman, who was an Olympic gold medalist two times. Dated her. She is a average height, long brunette hair, really piercing eyes. And then he did Tia. Again, long brown hair, piercing eyes. Becca, not long brown hair, but longish.
Brunette. Obviously
brunette
he likes brunettes.
Hair. Yeah. Piercing eyes. And this Alex chick has really piercing eyes, a big wide smile, brown hair,
They would look perfect they together. Would, oh my gosh.
But would that not look like the exact person that Colton would go for? Alex D, I'm sorry, has no shot whatsoever. She looks very, very sweet, but almost too sweet. Like she's not going to come out of her shell. And Colton's a little shy. I don't think that's going to happen at all. What is her name? Angelique?
Angelique?
Angelique looks bossy as heck, man. Like, I don't know. There's something about her eyes that she's like, I'm here to win.
It's a smile. You know, bossy people have this like fake smile you could kind of see through. Like every bossy person. Her smile. Like it's like, no, she has a beautiful smile and like bomb dimples. Yeah. But you could tell. You could tell.
And she's a marketing salesperson, so she knows she makes bank. Exactly. So Anne is 23 from New York. Ooh. Tough girl from the city, but she's a financial associate. She kind of looks like all the girls that Ari Lyandike Jr. would date. Like she's like super petite and blonde and tiny. And then you have Bree, who I guess is like the front runner with all this. Oh, okay.
Today's the premiere.
So here we go. Let's bring Chep Buchanan in. Chep Buchanan's coming in right now. Hey.
Yeah, this won't seem sexist at all. This is a great idea. I think you should bring the guy in to talk about girls.
No, we're going to break down the girls as far as Colton's type. Because
how do you know what his type is?
We know what he likes. He has three a record. Girls, they look alike.
Exactly. Last three girls he dated. So you got Becca K, who's
this
got average long brown hair, piercing eyes. Allie Raceman, piercing eyes, long brown hair. Tia, long brown hair, piercing eyes. We all know he likes brunettes.
He likes that brunettes.
That are tall-ish.
I know a little bit of Allie Raceman. Yeah. Okay? I know a little bit of her. Because we've done a couple of events together, and she is a no-nonsense, she's a winner. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are the other two girls that you were talking about, are they that same personality?
Becca K.
Well, Becca
totally,
won The Bachelor.
She did.
So she's a winner.
She won The Bachelor and then ended up getting dumped by that jerk Ari Lyandike Jr.
Right.
But then, so she is very competitive in that.
Was Colton the one that didn't, did he not get picked?
He got to like fourth and then got kicked off. He's the virgin that everyone made fun of.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's
but he's super hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he all right.
He's a universal type, I think.
He's J.J. Watt type.
Man, he is totally J.J. Watt.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's very, very sweet. He's like, he runs a charity and all that stuff. Like, he's a good, good guy.
Yeah, he does all this great stuff.
Okay, so where are you at here?
We're at Bree, who is the one that everyone's talking about. She is the model that's in L.A. that came in with the accent, the famous Australian.
I was just going to ask you about that. Okay.
That's her.
Good move or bad move?
I think it's a bad move.
Chet, what would you think? If you were The Bachelor and then you found out that you actually didn't have an... Like, what is going through your head?
I would laugh. But you know me. You know me. I would laugh and I would go, this is the funniest thing. See, here's the thing. Good, bad, or indifferent. He'll remember her because she's different. You got all these... How many girls are there?
There's
30.
30.
Yeah,
30. Are there really?
Yeah, good guess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 30.
And like five or six get cut tonight.
And
probably.
Any guy who goes, oh, I'd love to be on The Bachelor. No, you wouldn't. This sounds horrible.
Okay, so if you look at it, they have no time at all to get to know you on the first night. Like, the first night.
Oh, I don't care about that. That's pure. No, that's physical. You're cutting physical.
Exactly.
And if you're getting a vibe, or if some girl farts when she's, you know, when
she's
walking over there.
But it's actually people like Bree and like Anne who are tall or like blondes and you know, their eyes aren't as piercing as like Becca's were or anything like that. But their personalities are clearly fun as heck. They don't have enough time because Colton's like, well, first night, got to cut some chicks. I feel bad for them in this instance. And I feel like the accent was a bad move on her part.
No. She stands out.
She paints herself as the crazy one already.
I thought that was a little crazy.
But
whoa. Did we actually see this part where she's using the accent yet?
Yes.
They showed
She walks up to Colton and she's talking in an accent.
She's
and
like,
he,
I hope
here,
you like
I'll
accents.
Play the clip real quick.
Colton, what's your name?
Bree.
Bree.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You got a nice accent. Where are you from?
The accent, it's Australian. I was hoping that you're kind of a sucker for accents.
I am.
I didn't know what you think about it.
I love it. I'll see you inside, all right?
Okay, all sounds right, good. Bye. I'm not really Australian, but you have to do what you can to stand out.
Okay, but does he know she's faking it? See, I don't think he knows.
He doesn't know. She just goes pan off camera and she goes, I actually don't have an accent. But she doesn't.
Right.
She's really smart. He goes, he asks, you know, you just heard it. He asks where she's from and she goes, no, my accent is Australian. So she's not technically lying to him. So bravo.
Right, but where do you think this makes her look crazy?
She's a little bit loony for doing that.
I just thought it was a weird angle. But, yeah. But
No. Here's why it's great, if I may. Here's why it's great. How many other girls have Australian accents?
None.
Bingo.
That we know of right now. I mean, we still have to watch tonight and find out. But.
No, there's none. I'm telling you there's none. I'm telling you, and the producers put her up to it.
Yeah.
And she said, okay, I'll bite. And she'll be around for a minute.
She's going to be around.
She'll make like 2 trips. I don't think she'll make Europe, honestly. Because we figured out that they always go to Europe.
Europe is the golden standard. Yeah. Everyone wants to go to Europe.
You do like ski, tropics, or then tropics, ski, and then you go to Europe. And so you want to make it to Europe. That's like the goal. Corinne, though, if you remember a couple of seasons ago, Corinne, who's crazy, made it to Europe, but got booted off in Europe.
Yeah, but Corinne was...
hot?
Yeah, and... well, this is podcast, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she's slutty. And so... no, and so...
And it was Nick at the time, so let's be honest. Yeah. We all know Nick likes that type anyway.
And she... No, she... And she was interesting.
Yeah.
Like, super... Like in that way, like... Oh my God, this girl. You know what I mean? Yeah. She's down for, she DTF.
I just look at this.
You know what I mean? She is down for what? DTW. She's down for whatever. Uh-huh.
I know you guys hate that. Men hate that.
Yeah, right? Oh,
you guys
no.
Just want I just look at the rest of this list.
And but Nudia and I have talked about this. We're seeing in her profile on her social where it says,
oh,
what does it say? What
the
it,
word nude is in my name.
Yeah, the word nude is in my name. Automatically, guys go. Yep, she's gonna get it.
Absolutely.
I love it.
I just look at this full list of all the girls I'm going down. There's Courtney, there's Demi, there's Drew or Devin. I just feel like some of these girls aren't going to make it. There's a lot of blondes in the list. There's a couple of redheads.
Well, there's a bunch that won't make it.
Yeah.
Just by virtue of that's how it works.
I know, but in the first night, I feel like all these blondes are going to get kicked off. That's my prediction. I feel like you're going to get rid of, 8 people tonight? I feel like out of those 8 people, like 6 of them are going to be blonde. My prediction. Tonight.
Not the Australian accent one. Australian accent one.
Because she cray-cray, and they need to keep cray-cray around for a while.
They promoted her. They promoted that
she's
clip.
She's not crazy. She's not crazy. She's brilliant.
You know what? Your angle kind of changed my mind a little. Because when I saw it, I was like, this is a stretch. Like, what is she doing?
No, you can't be like all the rest. You've got to stand out. There are 30... You can't be one of the 30. Who knew I would be so passionate about this?
About The Bachelor. Let me ask you, will this make you watch it tonight then?
No, that's what I have you for.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.